We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Pack-A-Day Podcast, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thank you so much for making this part of your day. My name is Nick Schmitz, and I will be your host on this Sunday, March 19th. First two rounds of the NCAA tournament coming and going. That's why you're all here. You're all here for college basketball. I know that's why you're tuning in right now, because let's face it, guys, it is free agency time in the NFL, and you're a Packer fan, so that means there's nothing going on in your world right now except for, well, there's, you know, I don't know, some 39-year-old dude that you know, wants to keep playing football that keeps making news. Jimmy.
And we got a long snapper. So.
And the long snapper.
There's that.
I mean, the most exciting off-season news is Keyshawn Nixon. Like, literally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, everybody was happy about that. And.
Yeah. Rudy Ford. You know, Mr. Hey, two picks.
Yeah. I mean, Mr. He flash in the pan had, like, a game and then disappeared.
Yeah. He was better than Darnell Savage. That's all that mattered. That's all fans cared about was, are you going to be better than Darnell? Perfect. We'll re-sign you.
Oh, man. Seems like you could have tried out for safety at that point, Jimmy.
Hey, I got one good ACL. We'll be good. I won't be as fast as Darnell, but I'll at least try to tackle somebody.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, we're in the middle of March. Green Bay. You know, they haven't done a whole lot. I do wonder though, Jimmy, I mean, Keyshawn Nixon was kind of the big one, just in the sense that he brought so much to the special teams unit, as far as, you know, returns, you know, which obviously is going to be very helpful considering that there's going to be a new quarterback under center this year for Green Bay. But I mean, we're going to talk about a couple of different things here, but, you know, we started off with free agency in Green Bay not having done a whole lot right now. Jimmy, do you think some of that is, and I would think so, but I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that, you know, Green Bay has got this contract of Aaron Rodgers that they are going to be moving at some point, but I would assume his contract and the trade plays into their cap. I don't know how it all affects the cap with the trade, but I would assume some of the lack of moves is due to the uncertainty of how much they're taking on with his contract in the upcoming season.
Yeah, no, for sure. Cause there have been mentions of the Jets maybe being more willing to offer like a higher pick if the Packers take on more of the contract. And either way, they're going to have a high dead cap number for him this season. I think it's like at least a $40 million cap hit. So
yeah, I think it's like around 45. I think
yeah. So if they take on more, then, you know, it's just the price of doing business. They decided last year to give him that contract. So it stinks, but I definitely think it's holding up the deal and also holding up the free agency. Like I think no matter what, and we've seen this right now, we're going to target our players. We got Rudy Ford back. We got Keyshawn Nixon back. We went out, got Tarvarius Moore, which, you know, he could turn out at safety. He seems like a really solid special team player from which everyone is saying. So they're doing normal Packer stuff. Like, yes, I think it's hindering what maybe they want to do in free agency, but at the same time, this is like status quo for the Packers. They hit veteran level players for cheap contracts. Hope they turn into Devondre Campbell. Like, it's just what we do. So right. I think it's affecting, but not as much as people like to say it is.
Well, and I also think, you know, this is how my brain works. And, you know, I'm sure this is not fully true, and I'm sure there's going to be people that disagree with this. But, like, Green Bay is entering a period of just – they're wandering into the unknown, right? Like, I mean, we don't – like, Jordan Love has shown signs that he could be good, but we have no idea if he's good. And, I mean, I can't fault Green Bay for saying – we don't know if we're going to be good, so we're not going to go out and spend big money and bring in all these guys if Jordan Love is not great, you know? So, I mean, I mean, that's the other thing too, is historically Green Bay has never been a big free agent destination. And I mean, to be honest, as much as I'm glad Green Bay is moving on from Aaron Rodgers, the fact that you're moving on from him and telling the rest of the league, hey, we're starting this guy that nobody knows if he's any good. If you're a free agent, I mean, Green Bay was probably pretty low on your destination list to begin with. And then to say, you might win three games, although it doesn't stop people from going to Chicago. So I don't know.
There it is. I think if the rest of the team was bad, I would agree with you. And I know Green Bay isn't the biggest destination spot, but if you look at last year with the Packers winning 8 games, like, Rodgers did not play lights out. Like, there is the argument, and people have said it, Jordan Love probably would have done just as well as Rodgers did last season. And so going into this year, where the defense, we have question at safety. The defense overall is pretty solid. Like, you still have your star players. You still have Kenny Clark. You have Jair Alexander. Devondre Campbell, when he's healthy, is a very good linebacker. Quay Walker's talented. We don't know what we have in Devontae Wyatt. They look on the offense, like, Aaron Jones, top 5 running back in the league. Christian Watson was great in the second half of the year. Like, there's all these pieces where you can see this team being successful next year, even if Jordan Love is a mediocre quarterback. And it's also going into the whole Matt LaFleur system, which covers up a lot of the boo-boos of bad quarterbacks. Look at Brock Purdy. Jimmy Garoppolo, Tua looked great last year when he wasn't concussed for half the season. Like, this makes bad quarterbacks look good. So honestly, if this system plays like it's supposed to, Jordan Love's floor has definitely gone up, because LaFleur, McVay, Shanahan, Mike Daniel, my favorite coach, I love you, you're my man crush. They are known for making quarterbacks play better than they actually are. So I'm not too worried this year. And I think Green Bay, with the legacy and all that, is still going to be not a automatic no for free agents. Cause like you said, people still go to Chicago and they suck ass. So here we are.
Yeah. But Chicago is a destination city. I mean, the team may stink, but like,
Chicago is the butthole of Milwaukee. Chicago is the worst. And I will never accept it as a nice city. I hate it so much. Milwaukee's better.
Yeah, fair enough. I won't argue with you there.
It completely biased, but I'm going to stand by it. I will die on that hill.
So much we could say about it. But, Jimmy, I mean, I know it's been talked ad nauseum at this point, but it is a big inflection point in the franchise's history here with the Packers deciding to move on from Aaron Rodgers. You know, we were talking before the show. He spoke on Pat McAfee on Wednesday. Like, this is how taxing this whole situation has been. Is he spoke on Wednesday. That was at the time of recording. That is 3 days ago. And it felt like he spoke 3.5 weeks ago, like, on the show. Like, that is just – it's like
– it's been a long week, dude.
It's been a long off season.
That's fair. That's very fair.
I mean, so here's the thing. This is where I've become frustrated with the whole situation is, and I've said it before, we've talked about it, is this country seems to have lost this idea that you can't hold two opinions at the same time. and you most certainly can, which is people, which is truly that Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I was with my birthday is September 21st, 1992. Brett Favre's first game where he came in for Don Majkowski was September 20th, 1992. Literally, my entire existence has been Favre and Rodgers. Okay? Like, that's literally been my entire existence. And I am very thankful for all of the winning that Aaron Rodgers has done. He is great. He is spot on when he said on McAfee that he is arguably the best player in franchise history. We're not gonna get into that argument, but he's not wrong to say it. He's definitely up there.
Yeah, and like I have to give Matt Ramage credit because Rodgers' quote was, "I'm debatably the best player in franchise history," and someone's like, "Is this true?" And Matt Ramage put like, "Well, if people are debating it, then yes, it's true because like people are having this conversation that is he the best player?" And so when he said that, I was like, "That is the best way to describe this whole situation." But I'm with you. He's the best player I've ever seen on the Packers. I can't speak on the Bart Starrs, the other old homeboys, Don Hutson, all them, but Aaron Rodgers is by far the best I've ever seen.
But so, I mean, it's possible for me to be appreciative of him and also think that it is now time to move on. Like, that doesn't mean that I now hate him. It doesn't. And anybody that agrees with that whole idea of that you're grateful for him and it's time to move on. Sometimes that happens. Like it just does. And you know, I'm just relieved at this point that like we have a decision. Like, I think a lot of us were in the boat too of just like, dude, make up your mind. Like, come, go. We don't care. Just like, you know.
Yeah. I was gonna say with you, like him leaving and like fans loving him still and being thankful for it. Unlike Favre, his legacy with the Packers should not change. Like, he should still finish at the end of his career after that as a beloved Packer. Like, as long as he doesn't, you know, go to the Vikings, send penis pictures to trainers unsolicited, allegedly steal millions of dollars from welfare programs. Like, he should still go down as a loved and cherished, like, former Packer. So, like, people being mad that we say it's time to move on, it's just asinine. Like, we respect him. We're always going to love him as a Packer. Did great things. We got to go. You've done it long enough, my dude. Time to figure out what else we got.
Well, and I mean, here's the thing. He's not going to play forever. So there was going to come a time where this was just going to happen. Like,
exactly.
You know, like, I just know, I think a lot of people were hoping that he would just retire. Which by the way, I have to say, his whole retirement thing, that like he's like, oh yeah, I was going to retire. And then he found out that like the Packers didn't want him. He's like, oh yeah, I want to play again. Like, the whole 90% retirement thing, I think was a little bogus.
Oh yeah. In my brain, that's him trying to push the blame on the Packers. Like, hey, I was 90% going to retire a Packer. And then something changed. Yeah. They got sick of you, man. Like, that's what changed. I don't know. We can't win a Super Bowl with you right now. They realized that and they moved on. But I don't know. I do think he's going to have a Favre-ish time after the Packers of like maybe one really good year, like Favre had with the Vikings. And then after that, kind of go downhill, because I do think his revenge tour this upcoming season, he's going to play pretty well. Like, we look at what happened with Jordan Love. Like, he is a petty human being. And I'm here for it. Whatever. It's great. You're petty as hell. It makes you play better. Packers gave you a bunch of things to be petty about. You're going to have a great year. After that, I think you go back into your ways of an average quarterback.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny, though, that you bring that up now. I know everybody's going to roll their eyes when I put this name out here, including you, Jimmy. You may do it, too. But the point is well taken. I heard Colin Cowherd the other day say that it's not.
That's where I was like, okay, that, yeah.
I uttered the name, but he made the argument that he doesn't think it, based on the way the league is set up right now, that it's not that outlandish to think that Jordan Love and the Packers win more games than the Jets this year.
Oh, 100%.
Because the NFC sucks. Like, terrible. I mean, so, somebody put on Twitter, I don't remember who it was, but it's like Jordan Love has started one game. They had all the pictures of the NFC North or the NFC projected quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks. And it's like he's played one game and is arguably in the top five of the NFC. Like,
yeah, it's bad when Kirk Cousins is arguing. Jared Goff, you can make a case for being a top five in the NFC right now. Mm-hmm. It is bad. I could go on and probably be third string quarterback, just throwing 1 yard passes to a running back before I die. Like,
you could be the new Kurt Benkert.
I could be the new Kurt Benkert. I'll kneel for negative 1 yards. I'll do
it. You just got to take photos afterwards of your knee.
I'll take photos of whatever, if that's going to get me a contract.
So, but yeah, I mean, Jimmy, just, you know, it's, you know, he was there for forever, 16 years, I think it was, and loved every minute of it, but, you know, just time to move in a different direction. And I think, I feel like you agree with that.
Yeah, 100%. Loved everything you did. I hope you have incredible success for the Jets. I hope you make it to the Super Bowl. I hope you win it, unless it's against the Packers, then I hope you lose it. Like,
Could you imagine that?
Also am happy to be done with him. if he won a Super Bowl?
Well, we talk about how the NFL is scripted. Why wouldn't the NFL script that? Like, Rodgers versus the Packers?
I hope so. I honestly, like, Super Bowl in my mind, people may be like, oh, you're a bad fan. In my mind, Super Bowl next year, not a reality. Playoffs, maybe. This is just a get Jordan Love, see what he has here, in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But like Rodgers, I really do think he has a shot at the Super Bowl if he goes to the Jets. I think it's incredibly tough in that AFC, but I think there's a possibility. And I think they should script it that way, and I'll be a big fan of it.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And we get a whole nother offseason next year of people being pissed off at Goody saying they got rid of Rodgers and he won a Super Bowl. Just imagine the drama that would stir.
Yeah, well,
we'd have content.
Yes. Speaking of Gutekunst, you know, so there's a lot around him right now that, you know, Pat McAfee. Now, I didn't see the comments word for word, but I guess Pat McAfee said that, that Gutekunst is kind of not a great general manager.
Call him an idiot and stuff, like not that big of a deal.
Which, I mean, like, I don't understand how you can call a GM that, you know, took a team to three consecutive NFC title games, you know, two consecutive and three straight seasons of 13 wins. I mean, I know the players do the playing, but I mean, the GM puts the roster together too. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, look, every GM wants to make their own way. Like, I can't blame Gutekunst for drafting a quarterback for an aging Aaron Rodgers. And then at some point saying, that's the thing that they always say, right? Like, a coach's job is to win now. A GM's job is to win, 3-4 years from now? right?
Yeah.
You know,
no, exactly.
And people were pissed at Ted Thompson when Ted Thompson took, you know, a guy named Aaron Rodgers instead of a wide receiver in the first round back in, what, 2005? I mean,
yeah.
Feel like it worked out pretty well because there's a lot of people that are pissed that Aaron Rodgers guy got traded this past week. So
it's weird with that though. Like, as you mentioned, the whole Ted Thompson thing, like Goody has been with the Packers for a long time. He was with the Packers when they did that move for Aaron Rodgers. Like, that's what he's brought up in the NFL of like, you draft a quarterback early. And as tight-lipped as Aaron Rodgers is, and we have been learning about his rants on Pat McAfee and other podcasts, of like, he has his inner circle. If it took us until 20 after, like around the Jordan Love time and a little bit after, to hear about him wanting to potentially retire or thinking about retirement, you know, that was happening earlier. That's just when we found out about it. Like, it's not just randomly one day. It's like, he keeps his stuff so tight knit in his inner circle. We saw AJ Hawk. He said on the McAfee show, AJ Hawk's known for like over a week and just didn't say it to anybody. Even the show he's on every single day. Like, his friends, I give them credit, are good at keeping what he thinks to themselves. So I'm convinced there's word around the Packers that he also is considering retirement. He's old. He wanted to go out at the top of his game. He said that before. So I don't blame that at all for doing that. Do I disagree with McAfee? Yes. Do I understand why he said that? Because he's an Aaron Rodgers fan, not a Packer fan? Yes. Like, I just think people grab onto anything and just blow it up. Like, we like to blame Rodgers of like making stuff out of nothing, but like, Packer fans too love to like have like these weird enemies that they go after. And right now it's Pat McAfee for saying Goody stinks, which they were saying when we drafted Jordan Love. Like, that's the funny part, is half those Packer fans are like, 2 years ago we're talking mad crap about Goody for drafting Jordan Love and AJ Dillon, but they forget about that now.
Well, see, I get so exhausted of like the day to day, like we're making statements that like Goody sucks because he's trading Rodgers and he's starting Jordan Love. And what if Jordan Love turns out to be another Hall of Famer? Like, we're just having a dumb conversation about stuff that we don't know anything about right now.
Like, yes. I mean, like, that is like, 95% of all NFL content is talking out of your ass about things you know nothing about. But you try to make it somewhat entertaining so people listen.
That's all it is. I suppose, but like, oh, I don't know. Like, it's like, I think that's why we're all so exhausted. It's because nobody knows anything. Yeah. Nobody knows anything. And it's just like,
we've been making up the same stuff for months now. We're like, can we just like lie about other stuff, please? And just pretend we know.
Like, shit, it's turning into almost like politics. Like 100%,
you know, dude.
like it's just like, it's just, you know, one has a bigger impact on your life than the other, depending on who you are.
I could argue that football has a bigger impact on my life right now than politics, so I'm oblivious to that.
Oh my gosh. But oh well, Jimmy, I mean, look, at this point it is what it is, right?
Yeah,
the Packers have said that they intend to move on from Aaron Rodgers. I do think the whole how long does the trade thing take, I think is an interesting conversation, you know, because you have lots of people saying that the Packers have all the leverage. You have lots of people saying the Jets have all the leverage. I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess the way that the contract is set up for Aaron Rodgers is like that money that's guaranteed to him is like not guaranteed to him until week one of the season. So yeah. Apparently Green Bay can pretty much just sit on him till September if they really wanted to. But I mean,
that's, I don't know.
You know,
the
talk is that compensation is what's holding it up right now. And apparently Green Bay wants a first round pick for him. I mean, do you think that's realistic at this point? Do you think Green Bay gets a first round pick for Aaron?
That's a great question. I think they get a first round pick if they eat some of his cap. And I think that's warranted because people, and I know this has been beaten already. Was it beat the dead horse or whatever that saying is? Don't want to beat the dead horse. They, like with the whole Matthew Stafford thing, part of the reason they got that second first rounder was because they took on Jared Goff's huge contract. So I think if the Packers are willing to take on some of Aaron Rodgers' contract, we should at least get a first rounder. And then there is just different leverage of Stafford didn't have a singular team. Like Rodgers saying, I want to play and I want to play for the Jets definitely takes away what we can get. And the Raiders already having their quarterback and it seeming like no other team is somewhat interested in Rodgers. That lowers it. And I think I do think a first rounder should get it done. Like if the Jets said, look, I'll give you number 13, you give us Rodgers, call it a day, I would take it.
Would you, what about if the Jets said, look, we'll give you our first round pick next year?
I would do that if they gave us a second this year, at least, or a third, like not a third. God, no, not a third. Though. Like I want to right now to make us better thing. If they would give us a first round pick next year and a later on pick this year, I would take it. But I also want something this year that's going to help us. Or if it's Elijah Moore, Denzel, not so much Denzel Mint, but Elijah Moore next year's first, I would take that.
So when do you think this trade gets done? Do you think they get the trade done before the draft? I mean, because we're a little over a month away from the draft. And I mean, you know, and I guess the whole thing for Green Bay is the way the contract is structured is they don't have to, you know, Green Bay can pretty much sit on this for as long as they want. Now, you know, if Green Bay, you know, obviously if they want a draft pick this year, well, then they've got, you know, the clock's ticking. They got a month to get it done then if they want something from the draft this year. Do you think they get it done before the draft?
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of the Packers are going to wait on this. Like, is there a reality where they do that? Yeah. Do I think it's a high probability? No. Like, I think the Packers are just as eager to get this done as the Jets are. I don't know. And even the whole made-up character on Twitter, Dove Kleinman or whatever his name is, was saying, like, well, what's going to stop Rodgers from just saying, like, fine. Or the Jets saying, like, fine, we won't trade for him. You just keep him. Like, at that point, fine, bring him back and have him be a backup. Like, whatever. You're going to have to pay the man anyways. Like, I don't think it's that much of a flex as they think. They're obviously not going to release him because that's a $100 million cap hit. If he chooses not to retire, then come back and you're the backup. It is what it is. Like in my brain, I know there's other politics and money behind it and all that and drama in the locker room. But like in my brain, it's like, okay, either you trade for him or he's a backup and we have Jordan Love. Because just like the Raiders did with Carr, before they released him, they're like, hey, just don't come around the facility. We'll pay you, but just don't come around. You're not on the team. Just do that shit to Rodgers. Who cares? Like, that's the part I don't get.
Could you imagine?
But at this point, he's already going to be off the team. He already thinks you treated him badly on the way out. So at that point in my brain, I wash my hands. I'm going to treat you like you are a practice squad person that I'd care nothing about. Like, either Jets trade for you, give us what we want, or I'll just tell you not to come to the facility, and it is what it is, dude. Enjoy your $60 million we're paying you. I don't feel bad for you. You're a millionaire. You're fine.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, I know. And that's the other thing too. Like this whole, like the Packers don't treat their players well on the way out. Like, I mean, that again is something that's so difficult because it's like, none of us actually know. And like, the reality is, the other thing is like, so yes, okay, I know that Aaron said that, you know, he wasn't treated great on his way out. But that could just be his perception.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, I love Aaron, but to say that he's a little sensitive, like, is an understatement. Like, he is an incredibly sensitive dude.
Yes.
So, like, maybe to him, like, yeah, it feels like he's not being treated well, but that might not be the whole reality of it. I don't know. Again, we don't know. But, yeah. And I mean, the whole Alan Lazard thing, I mean, Alan Lazard, like, after the Lions game, like, said this is my last game as a Packer. So like what you expect Green Bay to turn around and like kiss his fingers and his feet and say, hey, you know. And I mean, I think Andy Herman pointed out too that like Green Bay is just not in a spot financially right now to pay a guy 4 years, $44 million.
Yeah. And they mentioned too, like Micah Hyde said, I think it was on Good Morning Football, that the Packers told him through the season, his final year, like, hey, just so you know, we're not going to resign you. Like, mm-hmm. We're not going to bring you back. In my mind, that's not them treating him poorly. That's them saying, like, hey, unfortunately, like, money doesn't work. We're not gonna be able to bring you back. Like, this is your moment. This is your time to, like, you're trying out for other teams now. Like, right. That, like, that's telling him, like, it's not gonna be with us, but you have all this opportunity to earn a contract, market yourself, whatever. Like, it's just, and the whole idea of they don't treat him poorly. The only time that opinion comes is from a little bit off his rocker, Greg Jennings, and Mr. Aaron Rodgers, who is openly, like you said, incredibly sensitive. Like, you don't hear other players complaining about it that much. Like,
well, I perfect example of somebody I could think. I mean, Jordy Nelson. I mean, they just flat out cut him and basically said, we're replacing you with Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, I never heard anything from Jordy Nelson about it.
Yeah. And like, what
James
are they?
Jones came back. James Jones was cut, went to the Giants and the Raiders.
Yeah.
And then willingly came back.
Exactly. So that's the thing, is it doesn't, you can't give me one concrete piece of evidence that they treat them poorly. Like, it's just one person saying they treat them poorly and people have grabbed onto it. Like, if you can show me a case where they did that and they can break down, like, oh, they didn't talk to me at all for the last 2 months I was there. And I went to work one day and my locker was cleaned out. Like, stuff like that. Okay. Makes sense. But if it's just, they moved on from you because it's their job to have the best team, their opinion was that you weren't fit for that. And we saw after their career, when they went to other teams, it was not worth bringing them back except for like a Micah Hyde. Then it was the right call. And it is what it is.
Well, and I mean, the other thing is too, is behavior goes both ways. I mean, here's the thing. And what I mean by that is, again, it sounds like we're beating on Rodgers here, but this, you know, like the Green Bay probably, I mean, the Packers obviously had to have known the entire time when Aaron Rodgers came out and said he was immunized, right? And that whole big thing came up with the vaccine. Like, the Packers obviously knew he wasn't vaccinated.
Yeah.
But like, Green Bay had to have rolled their eyes at that and basically said, you're creating a problem here, because you didn't necessarily, I mean, well, whether you want to say he lied or not, that's a different conversation. But I mean, like, Green Bay, like, they're like, we're going to have to deal with that at some point, because it's obviously going to come up, right? And then, you know, he had that whole thing about, like, what, 2 years ago, where he wanted Randall Cobb back, and, you know, he wants all of his pals there. And, I mean, it doesn't give Green Bay the right to necessarily treat him poorly, but, like, you also can't be surprised when you create headaches like that where they're maybe less than kind. Like, yeah. Maybe not like we're mean on the way out, but maybe we just don't care at this point.
Yeah.
Because, you know, so it goes both ways.
And they've done everything he's wanted in the last couple of years, ever since his tantrum after the Jordan Love thing. Like, they brought back Cobb's old self. Like, they gave him that huge, ridiculous contract. Like, they've been showing, like, hey, we're willing to support you, willing to do this. Goody's been talking to him more. Rodgers even said their, like, relationship has gone up. So it's like, what really, I don't know. It is what it is. I think he's just mad they moved on from him and he wasn't the one to decide, which I think other people of his caliber will be upset, but hasta luego.
Well, it is what it is. And at this point, Jimmy, you and I are just rambling about the same thing. So, any last minute thoughts before we wrap up here? I mean, we are, you know, we're a little over a month away from the draft.
Yeah.
You know, the Rodgers thing is, it's resolved, but it's not, because we don't, you know, nothing's official. I can't foresee a situation in which it doesn't get done, because I think both sides are very inclined to get it done. Green Bay needs to move him so that they can move on from Rodgers. I agree with you, just like, if it wouldn't get done, just sit him. But I mean, optically, you can't do that if you're the team. That.
Yeah.
So, like, and the Jets are, you know, motivated. They want to get him in as soon as possible so that he can start learning the offense, getting rapport, you know, but he probably still won't show up till June. So, I mean, you know, there's that 100%. Whole part of it. But, you know, any last minute thoughts here on anything surrounding the Packers right now?
Yeah. I think the only thing is, like, for everyone that's super sick of hearing about Rodgers and having episodes like this pretty much focused on him, I'm sorry. I am also sick of talking about Rodgers, and I'm hoping very soon that we're done with it and we don't have to anymore and talk about what Jordan Love can do with this team. And I'm confident in him. And overall, hopefully we sign a free agent. I'm still, it's not really our thing, But fingers crossed, we bring in a couple more people in the next few weeks.
Well, you feel like they got to bring in like a veteran wide receiver at this point, right? Like, I mean,
that and another safety.
Because, like, I mean, what their wide receivers on the roster right now are Toure, Watson, and Dobbs, right? Like, I don't think they have. Like, I mean, they have got practice squad guys, but Cobb and Lazard are gone.
Correct.
Like, I think I think those are the only active roster members for wide receivers. So
for sure, hopefully we get DJ Chark. I would not mind DJ Chark. I think he's a nice little speedy guy. Got Watson, Chark on one side, Dobbs in the middle. Let him get a little crafty.
So, well, I mean, yeah.
No. Okay. Well,
I don't know anything about those guys, so sure.
I don't know nothing. Yeah. I'm not a draft person, but I'm a free agent person. So. But that's where I like to focus my time.
Oh, wow. Well, you root for the wrong team to be a free agent guy.
No, I know, but I just love free agent time is my favorite time of the year. Like when football's done, it's fun to see which players go places, which ones get mad and try to force a trade. Like I like the drama. It's like I'm watching
which ones get paid way too much money.
Yeah, we're just talking about Alan Lazard. No offense, dude, but 11 million.
That's a lot. He was good, but I don't know if he was that good.
Hey, man. So,
whatever. All right, well, Jimmy, with that, let's wrap things up here. And I mean, hey, didn't the last time I talked to you?
Yeah.
I mean, granted, it was 2 weeks ago. I was supposed to be on last week, but I wasn't. We had a decision by the next time you and I talked. So I mean, it's pretty good.
That's true. Yeah. Haven't had a 50 degree day. We have a decision. We don't have action yet on that decision, but we're getting there. We do break 50 next week though. I do at least. I don't know if you do, but I do.
I don't know. I'm just glad that I can go outside without a jacket.
Oh, dang it. They changed it. Never mind. I don't break 50 next week.
Yeah, see, now you're just lying to people, Jimmy.
Damn it.
All right, Jimmy. Well, if people want to follow your work, get in touch with you, how can they do that? What do you want to plug?
I think the main thing for us right now, my Twitter is Jimmy_C08. If you want to follow me, great. If you don't, I don't blame you. But if you could follow Game On Wisconsin, me, Lombardi's Bar Crew, me, Dan, Todd, I'm bringing in producer Nick on this as well. Have taken over Game On Wisconsin. Jacob has graciously gave the reins over to us. So we're running that now. The YouTube channel, the Twitter. So if you can give it a follow at Game On WI and appreciate all the dumb memes that we make and shows that we do would be fantastic.
All right. Awesome. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter at producer Nick LB. That is it for this week. That is it for another Aaron Rodgers discussion.
I'm sorry.
Hopefully we're done with this. It's so exhausting. But
you watching the UFC fights after this?
Couldn't even tell you what UFC stands for, Jimmy. I know what it is, but I got college basketball to watch. And my TV's been taken over by my wife. She's been playing the new Hogwarts Legacy game.
Stop bringing that up because you know I can't play it for another month, dude. You dick.
Jimmy, it's so good.
I know it's good, okay? I can't afford a PS5 right now, and so I have to wait. Irritates me.
Well, that's a whole conversation for a different day. Maybe, hey, if somebody on Twitter says, hey, we'd rather you talk about Hogwarts Legacy for a day than Aaron Rodgers, I'd be more than happy to do it. So you guys let us know.
Your wife has to come on then.
She's got lots of opinions on it. So, but yeah, you guys are the listeners. You guys tell us where to go. We drive the bus and we'll do whatever for the most part.
Yeah. So,
with that being said, thank you everybody so much for listening. Thank you for putting up with Jimmy and I on your Sunday afternoon. We know that there's better ways that you can spend your Sunday afternoon than listening to the two of us, but we appreciate you doing it anyway. So with that being said, everybody, thank you so much for listening. And as always, go back.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.